Hello, hello, welcome to another Lovegram. Here's a little music for you, my friend.
Staring up into the solar system.
I never know how much music to play, you know? How much is enough, but not too much? That might be good for now. I chose this song solely because of the title, which is Be Gentle With Me. It's by The Boy Least Likely To, and I'm thinking that I never really pay very much attention to the lyrics, but I like the title. Be gentle with me. And that's the theme today, which is really actually be gentle with myself, be gentle with ourselves, be nice to ourselves. So I've been reflecting on, I had a group coaching call the other day, which some of you came to, and I'm so grateful that you did. It was really, really super nice to see your faces. However, what happened was I had originally scheduled this group coaching call for the 14th, which was a Tuesday. And on that day, it was so windy and the power kept going out and coming back on and going out in my house, in my studio. And it was one of those crazy winter storms here in California that we've been having. And so I, in a moment when the power had come back on, I reached out to all of you and said, I'm going to reschedule this for next week so that we can be sure to have a good, clear line and power and I don't have to worry about the storm. Well, as fate happens, the next Tuesday, which was this former Tuesday, the 21st, it was literally, I think, 5 minutes before the coaching call, the power went out. And it wasn't really storming so much as it was super, super crazy windy. And I guess the power went out all over the city. There was all kinds of havoc that afternoon. But I didn't know what to do. I know this is kind of a little bit of a long-winded story, but bear with me. Bear with me because it does come back around to why we need to be so kind to ourselves and gentle with ourselves. So it was, the power was completely out and I couldn't think about a way to contact everyone to say, oh, I'm so sorry, the power's out again. And also I was just like, wow, that just is terrible, right? To have people at the very last minute, once again, to disappoint people. Or what I thought would be disappointing, you know. So I quickly called my friend Trish because I knew she was going to be coming because she had told me she was going to come by and see what it was all about. And I called her and I was like, Trisha, the power's out. I don't know what to do. And she had a great idea, which is something that I don't typically, in fact, I don't know if I've ever used the hotspot on my phone. But duh, right? There's a hotspot on the phone that can help us connect our computers. And so she said, well, why don't you try that? And I gave it a test to open up the Zoom and it worked. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is brilliant. I had a fully charged phone, thank goodness. And so I thought, well, this will be great. And as people started joining the call, I was super happy to see everyone. However, almost immediately, everything was wonky. There was like this crazy frozenness of everyone on the line. And so I never knew if people could hear me or not. And it was really discombobulating because you know how it looks when people freeze on video calls or Zoom calls, right? Like they're usually in the middle of some really odd expression. And so I was looking out at all these faces that some of them, you know, some of them look disapproving. I'm sure they weren't, But it was bizarre. There was no sense of what's usually there, which is, you know, you get to look around and connect, and there's smiles, and if you ask a question, people sort of nod, or it was so very weird. So why this long-winded story for you? Because I just wanted to point out what I think is probably a very common human experience, which is when we're doing the best we can. And thank you to Ren, who was actually on that call Tuesday night, and she's also in my group coaching. So I saw her again this week after all that happened. And, you know, she was so kind about it. And she was the one who actually said those words. It seemed like you were doing the best you could. And I so appreciated that, because actually, after that call on Tuesday, I felt terrible. I felt as if I had somehow, and I'm putting this in quotes because I know it's not true, but I felt like I had messed up. I had not shown up for people in the way that I had imagined before that whole thing happened. And, well, that is the truth, because I kept getting kicked out of Zoom. Every time I came back, it was like everyone had done musical chairs, and like they were all in different places. And that was very disconcerting, because I just felt like I couldn't get a sense of being with people. And because everything was frozen for me so much, it just was not, it was not a connecting experience from the heart, the way that I really love to connect with you. And yet, I didn't really deserve all of that kind of self-talk that was happening afterwards. And, you know, I've got a many, many year practice of paying attention to self-talk. So, of course, I noticed it, and I kept sort of saying to myself, well, you know, I don't know what else you could have done. You know, trying to sort of explain myself away to this voice in my head that kind of just kept saying, well, that was terrible. And so, thankfully, because I do have a practice, and this is the thing I also want to really, 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 really underscore, that I hope you have, is a practice of paying attention when those really, truly unfair, critical voices in the head want to tell us stuff about ourselves. Like, okay, in retrospect, it's very easy for me to see, thank you, Ren, it's easy for me to see I was doing the best I could. I didn't want to just not show up for people again, and I did my best to show up by using the phone hotspot. It wasn't really, you know, an amazing experience, but I was choosing the lesser of two evils, which was one of them was not showing up at all, and the other was showing up in kind of this, you know, stitched together wonky kind of way, which was the best I could do because of the power being out. And in retrospect, I see that, and I think, gee, you know, that's pretty, talk about terrible. It wasn't terrible what I did. It's terrible that this disembodied voice in my head wanted to continually try to make me feel bad. And that's what I want to share with you today, is that if you notice that, when you notice that, because I think it's pretty inevitable for us, I think most human beings, when we're paying attention, will realize if it doesn't come as a voice in the head, sometimes it comes as like a body sensation, right? It's some sort of feeling that we're wrong, or we did something wrong, or we should be embarrassed, or we should feel bad. And so if it's not a direct voice in the head, we can pay attention to how our bodies feel. And the truth of it is, we need to be super extra attentive to this, and as much as we can, to be very gentle with ourselves. Because I do believe that most of the time, aren't we all doing the best we can? You know, it's like that phrase, I don't know whoever said this, but doing the best we can with what we've got. There's a third part. I don't know what the third part is. doing the best we can with what we've got. I don't know. But you get the gist of it. That in any given moment, sometimes we're flooded with emotion. Or sometimes, like what happened for me, we have to make these quick choices about things, and we really don't have time to think things through the way that we would wish we could. Sometimes we don't have the resources that we need. I didn't have any power. There was no alternative universe where I could have shown up and been so warm and present and connecting as I wanted to be, because that just wasn't happening in that moment as much as I wanted that. And how often does that happen for us, right? How often are we in a conversation with someone and we're flooded with perhaps overwhelm or perhaps anger or perhaps sadness or disappointment, and it leaks out because we're human and that's what happens. And so how can we be kind to ourselves? This is really, I think, such a big, major, major thing to look at in our lives. That, you know, maybe at this moment, I'm gonna slow down for a sec and invite you to think about, did something happen for you this week that you felt maybe you didn't show up as your best self, or you wish things had gone differently? Can you think of something like that? And then maybe hand to heart right now, can you be gentle with yourself around whatever happened? Can you, as if it were your friend, right? Like when things like that happen for our friends, we always say, like Ren did to me, you know, I saw you doing the best you could. There were just these extenuating circumstances. Things happened really fast. You didn't, you know, you did the best you could with what you had. And I hope that you can offer that to yourself for anything that might be lingering from this past week. Or for heaven's sake, sometimes those things hang on for years or decades. I know I've told you this, and I think this is just dropping in, so I'm going to say it again, that I have a document that is called Rewrite My Life. And what I do with this document is anytime that there's a story, particularly those ones that hang on like barnacles for years or decades of my life, I write in this document, I type it in. What is it called? I'm trying to remember now. There's story, the story that I'm told, and then there's the true story. I thought there was something that rhymed with true, but I can't think of it. It will come to me, or not. But in any case, the point is, this document has been amazing. So, for instance, like I might write about Tuesday, you know, the story I get told is that I was not connected enough and didn't show up the way that I wanted, as warm and connecting, and didn't offer the kind of value that I had hoped. Well, that's the story. But the true story is I did the best I could under the circumstances, without any power, with the wonky getting kicked out of Zoom a million times over. I tried to keep that connection. I tried to keep showing up. And so that's the real story. And I don't know, maybe you want to start a document like this for yourself. And that could be a part of your kindness to yourself program. Like, how can I be kinder to myself? How can I, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, don't take responsibility when we hurt someone or, you know, inadvertently do something that is maybe not what our best self would have done. We can, of course we can say, gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I got flooded in that moment when I was talking to you. And I didn't mean to come across with that anger. What I really wanted is to connect with you. And I'm sorry that moment, that didn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, we can do that with people. So one more question before I go. What is it for you? Like, what is your So for me, I have my rewrite my life. I have my paying attention to what the voices say or how it feels in my body, and, you know, trying to be kind to myself when I notice that that's coming up. What do you do when those voices in the head or the feelings in the body try to entangle you into feeling like you're the wrong bad person? How do you disentangle? And how do you come back to a real sense of love and gentleness and kindness for yourself? Send me an email. Let me know. I'd love to hear. Love to hear what you do. And I hope that you can let go of anything that might have been lingering from last week. And I hope that maybe as you enter this new week, that you just kind of keep this in mind. Oh, let's have a little more music. Thank goodness. I was just going to say that you'll keep it in mind to be gentle with yourself. And that reminded me to come back to my... Oh, it wants to start all over. Let me... Whoa. I tried to jump ahead and it got kind of crazy. Sorry. Let me just say that that was a great little mini moment of the same thing, right? Like, I could feel really bad that instead of having a nice soothing outro music for you, I had that kind of crazy moment. But again, you know, I can't really beat myself up. All I was trying to do was provide some music, and so there was a little blip. That's all right. That's all right. It gave me the chance to be kind to myself and to remind you, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all get into situations where we can't be our best selves. We all get tangled up with technology and things that even are out of our control. Just be kind to yourself. Be gentle. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.